turn our attention now to our next interview, and that is, of course, with Dr. Cleve Robertson. He happens to be the CEO of the NSRI, who are getting their hands full, unfortunately, with the latest thrill that youngsters seem to enjoy. No, not a matric rage, but swimming out to the Bos 400 barge shipwreck. It is an illegal feat that they undertake, swimming out to sea off the Atlantic seaboard coast. And it's a shipwreck that's been there since 1994, between Llandudno and Hout Bay. It's not clear exactly what these explorers are looking for. Is it to dive off it? Are they looking for some form of treasure? Either way, they are definitely putting themselves at risk and unfortunately bearing down on the all-important work of the NSRI. The NSRI, of course, who we are partnered with for Moonstruck this Saturday. So hopefully you'll be joining us to support this work that they do in keeping these young, mischievous people safe. Dr. Robertson, welcome to Breakfast with Rufilwe. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, morning, Rufilwe.
Hi. All right. We obviously have some difficult, choppy waters out there, but the NSRI has had to head out now three times in order to assist people who are heading out to that particular Bos 400 shipwreck. What is the draw card, Doctor?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I mean, Rick's been there a long time. I mean, I've dived in and around the Bos for as long as it's been there. And I think, you know, it's been spurred on by kind of social media posts and bloggers who showed people, you know, swing jumping and jumping off the crane. I think the difficulty is that it is a very dangerous kind of structure. It's full of bird poop. It's very slippery. And it's not even as much as what's above the water. It's what's below the water. So often you can't see the wreckage underneath the water. And, you know, a jump from that crane is probably a 20-meter jump, and the water, you know, if you jump from that height, the water's not soft anymore. It becomes, you know, if you fall wrong, it's like hitting a brick wall. So we've had three serious injuries there now, and, you know, it's just a caution to people. Obviously, they are seeking a bit of adventure, but it is dangerous to jump from that height if you don't know what you're doing. And even if you do know what you're doing, if you can't see what's under the water, you know, you could hit a piece of the wreckage under the water and cause serious injuries.
Is there a rock outcrop there, Doctor?
So most people walk down from the Rocket Road, you know, at the top of Kroonenzucht at Hout Bay over past Sandy Bay. There's a road all the way to the end, and then it's a bit of a hike down to the Bos. And then they clamber in off the rocks. I mean, that in itself, you know, in not so calm seas is difficult. And then you've got the 10-degree water to contend with. So, yeah, it's a hostile environment, and people need to be, you know, really, really careful. I mean, I would advise, you know, people just don't get on there. It is, you know, decaying with time. There are holes developing all over the place. There's sharp metal everywhere. So it is a very hazardous environment.
I mean, you don't have to tell me twice. is there any way that particular wreckage can be removed? Is there a reason that it's been there for so long?
No, I mean, the salvage costs or the removal costs of that would just be too high, and I think that's why it hasn't been taken away. I mean, just, you know, paying for the oxygen to cut it up would be a huge expense. I mean, that court case around that wreck was in the High Court for years and years and years. Actually, you know, the attorney that was involved in that case, and it went on forever, and it's never been resolved. And, you know, as I say, to remove it would be very difficult.
So, I mean, you rightly indicate the risks from the cold water to the sharp edges. I imagine that the current is not great out there either.
No, there's very little current around there. But, I mean, there is, you know, it's open to the sea. That bay is unique in that it's very deep throughout that bay. So it's about 21 meters off the side, and the whole bay is that deep. So there's a lot of water that comes into that bay, and across that corner at the Pat, there's a big swell that comes through there, and it swishes around that wreck and swirls. So you can get sucked into any of the little gullies and holes in the wreck as well. So, you know, just swimming around the wreck, you know, in a bit of a swell is hazardous.
All right, not worth the selfie at all. Really grateful to the NSRI for this hard work that you're doing, going out there three times in the past month to try and help people out and, of course, trying to bring attention to this. Doctor, of course, you know, the NSRI is a critical part of our economy off the coast of Cape Town. We're looking forward to partying with you in celebration of you and your team this weekend in our Moonstruck celebration. I just want to remind everybody that you're able to donate if you'd like to, because the NSRI operates it's primarily off donations, to make a difference to them, particularly if you join us this Saturday. Won't you tell us a little bit about this, the naming campaign where one can name one of your little boats?
Yeah, so just shortly, I mean, you know, COVID-19 has put a real skew ball in the water. So we need, you know, all the help we can get. And the naming campaign of the Ork is a really super campaign where people can, you know, use the memory of a loved one, put their name on the side of the boat, and then that name will live with that boat in perpetuity, you know, and go out on sea to sea, you know, on rescues. So great opportunity to have the name of one, your loved one, or, you know, even somebody that's still in the family or, you know, a fond family member on the boat. That'll live with that boat for the rest of its life, which will probably be, you know, 30 or 40 years of the life of that boat. So it really is a wonderful campaign. And, you know, we invite anybody to take the opportunity. I think the best way to do it is just go to our website, and on the landing page, you'll see a picture of Sia Khaleesi, and just click on the button on that page.
Quite right. All right. Thank you so much to you, Dr. Cleve Robinson, CEO of the NSRI. Looking forward to Moonstruck this weekend.